This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens, that's the best they could do for the next Star Wars movie, really? I mean, this is Star Wars, for crying out loud. We all grew up with Star Wars. Then our kids started growing up with Star Wars, and the best they could do is The Force Awakens. Star Wars Episode 7. Apparently Lucasfilm has revealed that. Aren't they, like, now tied in with Disney? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there has to be some sort of a link with that. I'm not sure. Usually every Disney film, somebody gets killed off. Usually a loved one, family member, parent. Some parent always dies, except for Aladdin, in a Disney film. So I don't know. Maybe The Force Awakens. I don't know. But you would think, after all this hype, they would come up with something better. Principal photography. Just, I guess, finished wrapping up the J.J. Abrams-directed film. So it's not going to be Lucas, looks like, even though I guess Lucasfilm owns it. No, I have not. I don't think there's any trailers out. It's way too early. But I guess The Force Awakens. Now, on the flip side, maybe the reason why The Force has to awaken is because that's the only way to get, you know, Han Solo and Princess Leia out of their rocking chairs. I am dying to see how they portray that. You could get away with an old Han Solo. You can't, because think about it. Harrison Ford is still very sexy. Right? And I don't even want to call him old. I think he's over 70. Yeah, I think he's 70 something. I think he just turned 70. I don't know, but he's still very hot. Very sexy. So he could do it. He's probably not going to be able to, you know, jump in and out of his battleship with the Millennium Falcon. Didn't he just break his hip on that? That was crazy. Anyway, I'm not sure, but he had an injury, and he was out. So I think he could do it, because, look, remember Obi-Wan? Obi-Wan, by the way, I always thought it was Obi-Wan, like number one, like C-3PO, but it was like Obi-Wan. That was a real mind blow, right? 20-some years later, I learned that. I've been calling him Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's not Obi-Wan, it's Obi-Wan. Anyway, he was old in the first one. He was dead. He was dead and old, and then he was young. That was very confusing. Us older folks really didn't like the newer Star Wars that much, because that really confused us. Now we have a little boy who is hitting on an older woman, and that older woman and the little boy is supposed to be making babies, and that is supposed to be the one from the 1970s. Very confusing. And then you have Yoda running around doing backflips and Nancy Kerrigan somersaults or whatever the hell, and you're like, what's going on here? Nancy Kerrigan, I don't think she ever did somersaults on the ice. So that was very confusing. So I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, they got to make work. So The Force Awakens. Anyway, I just hope they do a good job. Unfortunately, there was so much anticipation of the 2000 launch of Star Wars Episode 1 that we were like, really, that was it? Now, a lot of you have also been anticipating a $6 Million Man remake or something. Well, apparently there's a movie that is going to come out. Mark Wahlberg is going to be the $6 Billion Man. See, isn't that funny? $6 Million Man was a lot of money back in the 70s. To me, it still is a lot of money, but people are really $6 Million. You know, my computer system and, you know, mortgage and car and all that and student loans. Anyway, so, no, I still don't even think I would see anywhere near that. Mark Wahlberg has signed up now to be the $6 billion man. He's going to work with director Peter Berg. He collaborated with him on Lone Survivor. This is $6 billion man is going to be scheduled with the 2016 release. If the economy still continues the way it is, I would expect, with inflation, it to go up to $7 billion. I don't know if they're going to make it funny. The last one that was done was back in 1972. I'm sorry, I never thought he was that sexy, Lee Majors. I know everybody thought it was sexy, you know. They were like, well, what body parts, you know, are worth $1 million? But apparently Wahlberg, who's 43 years old, is going to be the former astronaut, and he's going to have bionic limbs and implants. It's almost like Terminator. And then he uses the special powers to work for the government and be a secret agent employed by the Office of Scientific Intelligence. All right, let's go. I'm a Mark Wahlberg fan, so I think he could pull it off. It's just, again, something I really don't want them to mess up. Because the problem is the kids, like I was really proud of Superman. What they did with the remake of Superman, nothing nowhere near as good and as iconic as the ones that we grew up with. But at least my kids could appreciate Superman. Because my kids, you know, before Superman movie for them came out, they were like, who's the best, you know, superhero? Alright? You know, they're talking Iron Man and, I don't know, Thor. I'm like, Thor? No, Superman. They're like, what? Superman? Superman just wears blue tights? What are you talking about? Superman doesn't even need a hammer. Superman doesn't need his Iron Man suit. Superman could be naked and still have power, with the exception of Superman 2, where he decided to do lovey-dovey and he had to lose his powers in order to have sex. That confused me. You know, you're Superman. You have to, you know, like, lose your powers to have sex. That didn't make any sense. And I still didn't understand as a kid why they were having sex if they weren't married. That was very confusing. My parents couldn't explain that one to me. They just said they got married secretly. I was like, okay, I guess. So I was confused by that. So Superman, to me, biggest hero. Now, you know, from the movie's perspective, they're saying a lot of people are getting really ticked off at trailers. All right? They're seeing trailers. Trailers give away the entire plot. Okay, like, for example, Castaway, right? You know he makes it and survives because he's on an island. All right? But, I mean, obviously. But anyway, people are mad about that. Okay? They say that the trailers a lot of times are better. The trailers are being so good. They're making such a damn good job with the trailer that the movie starts to become a disappointment. Now, I've been noticing that. I'm getting my hopes all up for, you know, Catching Fire. I don't know if it's Catching Fire, the Blue Jay, the Mockingjay, whatever, the Hunger Games thing. And I'm afraid to see the trailer because it's going to be more interesting than the movie. So I get that. All right, let's hit some medical headlines when we come back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I have been saying this for years. Nobody believes me. But apparently, there is a study that is found that a third of men, I mean, have actually admitted this, that they will do household chores so halfway, so that they don't have to do it again. So they don't get asked to do it again. They do such a bad job that wifey or partner goes, no, this isn't working. But the funny thing is a third admitted it. All right, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, only a third, yeah, right. I think most men do. I think 99%, but only a third admitted it. Researchers found 3 in 10 regularly do a bad job of the washing or the cleaning of the bathroom, so the partner gives up and just says, do it themselves. study looked at 2,000 people who live with a partner, found 43% of guys admit they usually do a bad job. 4 in 10 of those wanting to get it done as soon as they can so they can get back to what they're doing. 34% just can't be bothered to spend more time on it. A quarter are only doing it to keep their wife or girlfriend or partner happy. 1 in 10 claim they don't really need to put much effort because the other half is gonna go in and fix it anyway. That's what I do. I redo my husband's work a lot. 30% of guys deliberately, though, will screw it up. Okay? Now, what do they do? What are the tricks for those of you that want to get out of doing chores? Well, first, let's look at the top 10 jobs, according to this one study, that men more likely to deliberately do badly. Okay, so the number one would be the cleaning the bathroom. Okay? You know what my husband does? I don't want to say anything because he runs around the studio and he could hear. What he will do is when he cleans the toilet, all right, he'll splash. And there will be wet on the toilet seat. Now, I can't stand that. So I'll come in and say, oh, screw this. And I'll blah, 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 blah. You know, then I'm yelling and whatever and I'm doing it. So now he just doesn't clean the toilet anymore. But he knows all he has to do is dunk that toilet bowl brush, you know, loud enough and deep enough to splatter all over the toilet seat. I'm like, oh, forget this. And then cleaning the toilet came in number two. Cleaning the shower, number three. Cleaning counters, loading and unloading the dishwasher. Yeah. Yeah. So men will he'll drop a glass. I'm like, no, that was a whole set. I'm sorry. I'm just all thumbs when it comes. I'll do it. I'll handle the dishwasher. You go do something else. And then I go and I do like, wait a second. Wait, it was that easy. Really? All I had to do was drop a glass. Let's join us. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about how to get out of chores. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hanging clothes up to dry. You would think if you were going to do that, you'd do it right. But if you hang it halfway and it's bent or whatever, ironing, men will do ironing bad. Oh, honey, I think I'm burning your silk top. No. Making the bed. Oh, I can't stand the way my husband makes a bed. It's ridiculous. There's like sock hanging out, the sheet. You could see the sheet more on one side in a triangle, and the blanket comforter is almost on the floor on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, no! Stop it! I get so mad. Washing clothes. And then vacuuming. Oh, don't you hate that? Oh my God. So my husband's eating something, right? And he'll just let the food sprinkle down because he's got the vacuum. So he'll just vacuum it up. So he's actually making the place dirtier. And then if he doesn't change the bag, it blows out the dust. I'm like, okay, forget it. Stop it. Okay. So what are some tricks you could do to get out of, oh, come on. Where's my mouse? Oh, hold on a second. My mouse doesn't have its light. Okay, now it's alive. Oh, my mouse has its light. It's a light source. All right, so what are the top tricks used by men to get out of chores? According to Mail Online, number one, they will just squirt the bleach down the toilet instead of actually cleaning it. Yeah, my husband will do that. He'll, like, stand 5 feet from the toilet, and then he'll squirt the bleach. Of course, the bleach gets all over the seat because he doesn't lift the seat when he cleans the toilet. And, again, this isn't to, you know, bag on my husband. I love him to death. He does a lot. But he really ticks me off when it comes to that. They'll just rinse the bath shower instead of cleaning it. So another thing a lot of men do, actually, I've done that too. I'll just move the shower head as far left and as far right as possible. And I'll, you know, squirt the scrub. What's it called? It's green and white. It's white with the green thing. Scrub something. And I'll squirt it. And then I'll be like, and then sometimes I'll like use my feet with a sponge so I don't have to get it on my hands. Yeah. Leave the shower glass all smeary. Oh, that blows. So now you see streaks of, what's that scrub stuff called? Scrub something. I got to look it up. Anyway, so now you have white streaks. Oh, that makes me so mad. Spraying cleaner around the bath sink just to let it soak in instead of scrubbing. Dusting around the objects instead of moving the object. Sweep crumbs under the floor instead of into the bin. Pushing garbage down further into the trash can instead of just taking the trash can out. My husband loves to do the foot thing. Let me just step on the garbage. You see, trash compactor. I'm like, no, take out the garbage. Washing, oh, this really kills me. A piece of dried egg with ketchup is left on the clean plate. So now I'm setting the table and there's a plate with ketchup and egg on it that's dried, but it was in the dishwasher. And then of course, just throwing a quilt over the bed instead of making it properly. And men do this on purpose, so they don't have to get, do chores. So that's, you know, and again, not to stereotype men at all. I mean, I do that too. I get it. I can't stand doing chores, but come on, man. You know, the reason why you do this is to get out of chores, but you don't understand. We women, right, or your partner will then assume you're dumb. And my husband hates it if I start to talk down to him. Like, for example, I'll say, honey, can you please take this vase, wash it out, put water, new water, in the vase, and then take those flowers there and put them in the vase. And he's like, why are you talking to me like I'm an idiot? What? Well, because last time you dropped glasses, you left egg on the plate, you can't make the bed, you can't clean the toilet, you can't clean the shower. So I'm assuming a multitask task, such as, you know, putting flowers into a vase is going to be difficult for you because you can't even get through unloading a dishwasher. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for all the instruction. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, air pollution has been linked to rising ADHD cases. Air pollution. ADHD. Come on, people. Come on, pay attention. All right, I know I had to read it twice, too. I don't know if I have attention deficit. I go off on a tangent, and then I forget what I was talking about. I did that. I was speaking to UNLV students on Tuesday, and I don't know. I was going off on something, and I completely forgot what we were talking about. I was like, what was I talking about? And I'm scaring these poor kids because I went to UNLV, and they're looking at me as, okay, I'm going to be Dahlia in 20 years. And then here I am. What was I just talking about? Huh? What? Huh? I don't know if it's ADD. I just think I'm just, my mind's just old. Anyway, air pollution might be linked to increased cases of ADHD in children. Air pollution might be linked to increasing cases of ADHD in children. Okay, you got that now? All right. See, I had to repeat myself. Apparently, the doctors looked at prenatal levels of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which is a component of air pollution. We're talking about ADHD. Mothers exposed to high levels of these polyaromatic hydrocarbons during pregnancy had 5 times the odds of symptoms giving their kid ADHD by the time of age 9. So, 10% of kids right now have at least one of 3 forms of ADHD, huh? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so my diabetics will go, all right, what am I supposed to eat? And I've told you guys many, many times what to eat, what not to eat. And usually you're told something very, very generic. And I've done this with my patients too, especially if I'm in a hurry. Okay? Yep. You just spend 30, 40 minutes doing their physical, checking their heart and lungs, doing their pap smear, talking to them about their prostate, going through, very difficult when you do both of those on the same patient. You go through everything. You're walking out with them, you know, telling them about their lab results. You start them on the medication. They say, look, okay, we want you to watch your diet. And as you're leaving, all right, and you're getting all this information. Okay, wow, so I guess I have diabetes, and, you know, I just got all this done. I got to see the heart doctor. I got to see the eye doctor. I got to make sure I'm checking my feet every day and doing this and that. You go, doc, what do I eat? And you're already halfway out the office. The doctor's halfway into the next room, and they look at you and go, fish and vegetables. Right? No sweets, no bread, nothing. I gotta go. And, I actually did that. It sounds really bad. It sounds really crude. But I hate to admit that, but I remember exactly when I did that. I was in such a hurry. I had spent an enormous amount of time with this patient that was just supposed to, I think it was a walk-in. Somebody kind of walked in with labs from another doctor. And, you know, we were talking about what we were going to do, blah, 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 blah. We got him in. We got him started on some medication because I was worried about the numbers. I don't know what was happening. And, in terms of why I was in such a rush that day. But we got him in. We started him on this medication. And then, you know, it was question after question, which he would have. I understand that. I'm not sure why he didn't see his other doctor. Then he's like, well, what do I eat? And I remember I was in such a hurry. I don't know if I had an emergency. I don't know if it was just I was really behind and we had squeezed him in. And I'm like, look, just for now, fish and vegetables. We'll talk later. And that's not enough. What if I never get to see that patient again? And that's why I always talk to you guys about what you have to be careful with. All right? You know, we talk about fruit. You know, the high glycemic index of some fruits, like your grapes and cantaloupe, completely different from, like, berries, like boysenberries, raspberries, etc. So this was interesting. Fox News has a report here, the 13 best and worst foods for people with diabetes, which, by the way, many of us are pre-diabetic and we don't know it, so you might as well listen to this also, all right? One of the worst things, and we talked about this, is, let's say, white rice, okay? I love rice. I love rice. I love rice pilaf. I love Spanish rice. I love Mediterranean rice, jasmine rice, the wild rice. Love that stuff. White rice, though, could be the most dangerous. In a study of 350,000 people, those who ate the most white rice were at greatest risk for type 2 diabetes, and the risk was increased 11% for each additional serving of rice. Rice and pasta can spike your sugar. So instead, go to the wild rice or go to the brown rice. Remember, the wild rice has a bunch of, I don't know, rye and other sorts of kernels in it. It bothers me because I just want to sink my teeth into fluffy rice. But wild rice really done well. I used to live in Phoenix, Arizona, and on very fancy occasions, we would go to a Black Angus. And back in the 80s, Black Angus used to have the best wild rice ever. And I don't know if their rice is as good as it used to be, but on a very, very special occasion, I get the prime rib with the rice, and then for dessert, chocolate mousse. Oh, my gosh, best meal ever. It still is my best meal. If I ever have to do time and I only get one meal right at the end, I mean, hopefully that never happens, it would have to be but it's got to be good wild rice, really good wild rice, prime rib, medium with a lot of extra au jus. I need my extra au jus. Strawberry daiquiri and a chocolate mousse. And that would be my dream dinner. In fact, my husband, I think did that on our, second date. You know, and good. But there was no chocolate mousse, so I almost dumped him. Okay. Blended coffee's very, very bad if you're diabetic because it's got syrup and sugar and whipped cream and toppings. They say a 16-ounce Frappuccino at Starbucks can contain 500 calories, 98 grams of carbs, 9 grams of fat. So you may just want to get coffee black, all right? Or a smaller non-fat version, maybe something that has lower calories. I'm not going to recommend sugar substitutes because I feel I'm really nervous about a lot of diabetics compensating with their sugar substitutes. One of you had asked me a long time ago, is the higher cancer rate in diabetics linked to them using artificial sweeteners? Very interesting theory. And again, I don't think we've officially come out and said diabetics have higher cancer rates. You would think they'd be more prone because their immune system is down, but I don't think we officially have that as if you're a diabetic, you're more prone to cancer. We know that if you're obese, you're more prone to cancer. So you wonder if there could be a relationship between the two. However, I don't think anybody should be over artificially sweetening. Even though we've been studying artificial sweeteners since the 1940s when we started to use it during the rationing during World War II, I would just err on the side of caution and not overdo it. Bananas and melons. Even though bananas have a lot of fiber, bananas, melons, peaches, nectarines, very high sugar. According to Dr. Kathy Doria Medina, a Los Angeles endocrinologist, it can cause blood sugar spikes. So instead, do the Granny Smith apples, the more tart, the blueberries and berries, those are better. I've already given that advice. Chinese food. I notice I gain weight every time I eat Chinese food. Very high calorie, very high fat, high sodium, high carb. And remember, a lot of the Chinese food we eat is not what the Chinese eat. Okay? I always hear from patients, I don't understand that. My Asian friends are all slim. So why would I gain weight on Chinese food? Because Chinese food for here in America is made different for us. Okay? If you really go to China and you eat what they eat, it wouldn't be big, huge chunks of chicken all glossied over with a glaze. You see what I mean? Is orange chicken? Yeah, I mean, yeah, they may eat that once in a while, but they aren't always eating the meats and et cetera. So your sweet and sour, your orange chicken, things with breading. So they say if you really want Chinese food, do the steamed veggies. Watch the rice, because remember, white rice could be bad. Watch your sodium. Skip the noodles. Maybe suggest the brown rice instead. If you're a diabetic, no breakfast pastries. So you can't be doing the whole donuts. You can't be doing the strudel. You can't be doing sweetbreads, things like that. Cinnamon rolls are the worst, with over 800 calories and 120 grams of carbs. They say do a whole grain English muffin for breakfast or a brown rice cake with peanut butter, and a low-sugar jam. I know, Lord have mercy. I'd rather just eat a piece of fish. Fruit smoothies. Fruit smoothies have a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar. They say a large Jamba Juice smoothie is like drinking 3 cans of soda. So make your own smoothie. Control what goes in it. Vegetables, spinach, green apples, berries, that kind of thing. Trail mix. Trail mix you may think is healthy because you're not grabbing a candy bar, but there's still chocolate in there. All right? The nuts are fine, but even nuts can be high in calories. Plus, a lot of you will take in a lot of handful. So instead, they say try some low-carb mixed sunflower seeds, roasted peanuts, almonds, maybe unsweetened coconut, something like that. Be careful of refined cereal. Maybe use a high-protein meal, something like that. Maybe some eggs or turkey, bacon, something like that. Avoid fruit juice. Instead of fruit juice, maybe go to more water. Energy bars. A lot of energy bars have a crap load of calories. You got to be careful. So maybe, light protein type things like string cheese or, popcorn doesn't seem to do as badly. Pasta Alfredo, be careful with French fries and fatty meats. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, remember I told you that for those of you who have had penicillin allergies, many of you might not have been truly allergic to penicillin. You got a big rip-roaring dose of penicillin back in the 70s, maybe early 80s. You reacted to it. And from here on out, you've been telling doctors and medical providers that you're allergic to penicillin. Or you had a rash from penicillin. You had an infection. You took an antibiotic. You developed a rash. You thought it was from the penicillin. Maybe the penicillin did give you a rash. Maybe it didn't. Maybe you had a viral illness. You had taken an antibiotic, but the antibiotic does nothing for a viral illness. The viral illness continues along its path. Some viral illness as a kid comes along with the rash. Your mom now thinks the penicillin caused the rash. So many of you have been telling doctors and medical providers you're allergic to penicillin. Well, a report has come out saying many people who think they're allergic to penicillin really aren't. They decided to test people, and they found 94% of about 380 people who thought they were allergic to penicillin were negative for a penicillin allergy. In another study, penicillin skin testing was done on 38 people who thought they were allergic to the antibiotic. All of them tested negative for the allergy. So these studies were presented today at the annual meeting of American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology in Atlanta. They say a large number of people in our study who thought they had a penicillin allergy are not. Now, maybe they had some swelling. Maybe they've had some hives. Maybe they, like, stopped breathing. Who knows? Okay, but here's something we need to talk about. Okay, they tested and they confirmed that you weren't allergic because what they did is they did like a patch test. So they put some penicillin underneath your skin and they saw if you reacted. Okay, like a lot of the allergy skin tests, that's what they do. They put a formulation of it. But remember, that might not have mimicked the exact way you received your penicillin in the past. Maybe you're not allergic to penicillin, but you're allergic to the substrate. You're allergic to however the pill was made. Some of you are allergic to multiple antibiotics. You are exactly who I would think would have a problem more with these pill forms of the way the antibiotics are made, as opposed to truly being allergic to penicillin. And then some of you just react because there's something foreign. Now, beta-lactam, penicillin has a beta-lactam ring. This is extremely important because a medication that isn't a beta-lactam antibiotic you could take. So, for example, many of you that are truly allergic to penicillin, a lot of times don't even want to go to the cephalosporin class. The cephalosporin class would be your Cefzil, Ceftin, C-Clor, things like that. All right, and we had used those a lot in the 70s and 80s when people were allergic to penicillin, but then we found a cross-reactivity. We had years ago found 30% of you would react to the C-Clor antibiotics. Well, if it had nothing to do with penicillin and antibiotics, duh, no wonder you'd react, right? Or maybe it's because they're very, very close in nature. Cephalosporins are still kind of close in the way they look to penicillins, except for a new type of antibiotic that's come out, Omnicef, that you can use in a penicillin allergic patient. So, you know, why do we even care about this? There's tons of antibiotics. Well, as you know, a lot of these antibiotics are starting to not work as well because there's a lot of resistance. We've had so many people, quote-unquote, allergic to penicillin that we have been writing Z-Packs like crazy. And Z-Packs for a lot of things aren't working anymore. And so if you can actually respond to honest-to-God penicillin, I'd like to know about it. Now, we had a patient that was truly allergic to penicillin when I was at UCLA who ended up having tertiary syphilis and neurosyphilis affecting his nervous system. What we did, because the only treatment that we think could nail this was penicillin, is we put him in the ICU and we gave him the penicillin and we monitored his breathing and had him on steroids, etc., until he responded. So sometimes you're going to get the penicillin anyway, even if you're not allergic to it. So it would be kind of nice to know if you truly are allergic or not. In other medical news, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Cosmetic fillers and Botox and laser treatments in a study have found to be safe. They say even though cosmetic procedures can cause minor side effects, overall, the study claims that these things are safe. According to lead author Dr. Murad Alam, a dermatologist, oh, sorry, I'm having issues with this stupid mouse. What the heck is going on here? Oh, la, 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 la. I got to hit my button. I'm sorry. a dermatologist at Northwestern University in Illinois. He said, we strongly suspected the rates were going to be low, but we were pleasantly surprised. The study included only dermatologists who routinely perform these procedures like Botox and fillers and laser treatments. I had a laser treatment for hair removal on my legs, and I completely blew up. I had a huge reaction. I know I'm a weenie. No, I could take penicillin. And so, unfortunately, I couldn't get any more treatments. Now, luckily, it did pretty good, and I just, you know, don't really shave my legs any more than I have to, so I'm okay. But I'm, you know, about to start looking into the whole Botox thing very, very soon, depending on what happens with a TV show that's in the works. So if you guys are like, oh, Dr. Dyer looks old, she needs to look better, then I got to start. I don't want to do Botox. Do this so I don't have to do Botox. Just tell me I look good, okay? If you tell me I look good, then I don't have to have Botox, please. All right. Okay, low risk. Now, what type of risk can you get with these? Well, there could always be bruising. Sometimes you could overplump. You know, we see some very bad cosmetic jobs, you know, with stars, and you'll see the pictures all over the internet. But a lot of times that's multiple use. A lot of these plump up features sometimes over time start to make you look kind of plasticky. You know, sometimes these laser treatments for the skin or these acid treatments will burn. You could get bubbles and things like that. Some of those skin treatments, though, boy, I have to admit, I am amazed at what we could do with plastic surgery. I am really, really amazed. I mean, Brad Pitt doesn't look a day over 45, does he? Right? So we're doing something right. Okay. They say one in every 416 procedures results in a negative outcome, like bruising, swelling, or lumpiness in the skin. Some procedures are riskier than others, like the neurotoxin Botox. That caused a problem one in 3,333 cases. All right. Fillers like Juvederm cause lumpiness and sometimes beading in about one in 135 cases. But again, compared to a facelift that a lot of us may get later, yeah. So, overall, not too shabby. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The origin of a man's penis has been revealed. Apparently, we now know how men, I guess, or boys get penises. Apparently, what they did is they looked at mammalian genitalia, and they found that it derived from a tail bud at the bottom of the trunk. The embryonic cloaca eventually develops into the urinary and gut tracts, your GI tracts and the urinary, sends signals to nearby cells to start forming the wee-wee, I'm sorry, the external genitalia. Location of the cloaca determines which tissues will receive the signal first. All right? As the embryo curls and forms a body wall, these cells meet, the cells merge to form a bud, and then we get the little baby boy with the little wee-wee. Exactly, right. Yeah, I don't know what we called it in my family. I think we just called it a wee-wee. All right, we'll talk about genitalia at another time. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.